Silver, brace yourself as we gallop through the thrilling world of the Lone Ranger, a legendary radio show that echoed through the airwaves with the beat of hooves and the call of justice. Meet the mysterious Lone Ranger, a masked hero whose identity remains shrouded in secrecy, and his steadfast companion, Tonto. In the vast expanse of the Old West, the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode together, their deeds echoing through the canes and prairies. The Lone Ranger, a symbol of justice and righteousness, rode on the mighty Silver, his white stallion, with Tonto at his side on the ever-loyal Scout. The Lone Ranger's silver bullets and unwavering commitment to justice made him an icon, a lone crusader against the forces of lawlessness. Tonto, his trusted companion and a skilled tracker, stood by his side, adding depth to their dynamic duo. Together, they rode their steeds, Silver and Scout. The Lone Ranger and Tonto galloped into the hearts of our listeners, and their adventures becoming legendary. The sound of the galloping hooves and the Lone Ranger's stirring call, "Hi-oh, Silver," became synonymous with justice prevailing in the Old West. So saddle up and ride with us as we revisit the thrilling tales of the Lone Ranger, Tonto, Silver, and Scout, where every episode is a daring ride into the heart of the frontier justice. Now let's get into this episode. This episode originally aired December 20th, 1946, and the title is Quicksand Point. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver!
Bud Nelson galloped to the door of his father's small ranch house and reined up hurriedly.
Oh, boy. Ho there.
Easy, Bud.
Well, son, what's all the excitement? What's happened?
Dad, I've just come from town, and I think I've found a way to get plenty of cash to keep things going here at the ranch.
Well, we're up to our neck in debt right now, Bud, with me being laid up this way with rheumatism. You've had tough going, but we can't borrow anymore.
Oh, we won't have to borrow, Dad.
Then how do you aim to get the cash?
Listen, there's a cattle buyer from St. Louis over in Dry Rock. He's offering top price for the first 500 head of cattle that's brought in. Our ranch and Jed Bruce's are by far the closest to Dry Rock.
Sure, but I hear Jed Bruce is fixing to drive his cattle to Dry Rock. There's plenty of ranch hands to drive them.
I know, Dad, but if
I
you...
I also understand, son. There's just one string of cattle cars waiting at Dry Rock to tote them cattle. Jed Bruce is bound to get his there first. That'd mean you'd be stuck in Dry Rock with our herd. And we'd be far worse off than we are now.
Dad, Jed Bruce is going to send his herd by the regular trail to Dry Rock.
Yeah.
If I took our cattle along the river trail, I know I could get there first.
The river trail? Oh, now, see here, son. You'd be plumb loco to try that. With the few hands you have to help in the drive, you'd most likely lose half the herd in Quicksand Point. That's a risky trail to follow, even with a smaller herd and more help.
Once we got the herd past Quicksand Point, we'd be all right. And I know I can do that. Come on, Dad. It's worth taking a chance, and I'm sure I can get them through.
Well, of course, if you could, it would mean a lot to us.
Then it's all settled. We'll round up the cattle this afternoon and be ready to leave in the morning.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Dad. I'll make it all right.
Meantime, in the large living room of the Bruce Ranch House, Jed Bruce was talking to his foreman.
Jake, see that the boys get started on that drive to Dry Rock as soon as possible. I don't reckon anyone else will try to get there ahead of us, but I wouldn't want to pass up the high price the cattle buyer is willing to pay.
Boys will be starting the drive at dawn, Mr. Bruce. Don't worry. There's no chance of anyone else getting there ahead of us.
Hey, here comes Sally back from town.
Hello, Dad. What are you, Jake, in a huddle about now?
Just talking over some ranch business, Miss Sally.
What'd you find so interesting in town, Sally? I expect you back long before this.
Oh, I met Bud Nelson, and we had a lot to talk about. Bud was excited about driving some cattle to Dry Rock tomorrow.
What's it?
You mean young Nelson's really taking the herd to Dry Rock?
Well, he seemed to think he could persuade his father to let him do it.
You hear that, Jake? Bud Nelson's going to try to beat us.
Don't worry, Mr. Bruce. We can move our herd faster than he can move his.
Oh, are you sending some cattle to Dry Rock too, Dad?
Yes, yes, I am, Sally.
Bud says he's going to drive his herd along the river trail. It's much quicker.
The young fool. He's liable to lose half his herd at Quicksand Point. And I hope he does.
Oh, Dad, don't say that. The Nelsons need money very much. And Bud says this is their big chance.
What you don't realize, Sally, is that if by any chance Bud Nelson does get his cattle through to Dry Rock before we get there, we stand a chance to lose a lot of money.
But I don't understand. How will you lose...
Never mind, Sally. This is our problem. Jake, get those cattle there first, and I'll give you a bonus.
Don't worry, Mr. Bruce. I'll see that your herd gets there first, one way or another.
Early that evening, Jake, the foreman, entered the cafe in town and approached the bar where two rough-looking men were standing.
Hi, Zeke. Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Just the two hombres I was looking for.
Yeah, Jake, what's up?
Got something to discuss with both of you.
Hey, barkeep, another drink here.
Sure, right away, Zeke.
What do you want to talk about, Jake?
There you are.
Well, thanks. Yeah. Just a minute. How'd you hombres like to make a little extra cash, hmm?
Sure, anytime. Doing what, Jake?
Well, look, I'm starting the boys out tomorrow with a herd of cattle along the regular trail to Dry Rock.
Uh-huh. Go on.
Bud Nelson's starting out with a herd along the river trail. If he has luck, he'll get his cattle to Dry Rock a day before ours.
Yeah, that's right. If he has luck.
Well, you and Zeke can help me be sure he doesn't have that luck. Savvy?
Now you're planning
I'll tell you about that later, when there aren't so many around. In fact, if you come outside, I'll tell you about it now.
All right. Come on, Bill. We might as well hear all about it now.
Come on. We'll go where we can talk private.
As Jake and his two friends left the bar and went toward the front door, they failed to notice the Indian who had been lounging near the end of the bar listening. It was Tonto who waited a moment, then slid out the back door and went to the paint horse waiting in the shadows.
Easy, Scout. Easy, fella. Get him up, Scout.
Within a short time, Tonto arrived at the camp in the nearby hills, which he shared with the Lone Ranger.
Oscar, Hopana, Hopana.
You didn't stay long, Toto.
Kimasabi, me hear men talk. Come tell you.
You mean the two men we trailed here?
Them meet feller called Jake.
I see.
Jake tell other fellers, him said herd by regular trail to Dry Rock tomorrow.
Then Jake must be from the Bruce's spread. I understand Jed Bruce is sending cattle to Dry Rock in the morning.
Maybe that right.
What else, Toto?
Well, Jake say, fella name of Bud Nelson take cattle to Dry Rock by river trail. Jake tell, him have plans so Nelson cattle not get to Dry Rock.
I've heard of Bud Nelson. He and his father have a small ranch and have had a hard time of it lately. Toto, in the morning we'll keep the Nelson herd inside along the river trail. If there's trouble, we'll be ready to help.
Early the next morning, Sally Bruce rode with her father a short distance behind the cowpokes who were driving the cattle along the well-beaten regular trail to Dry Rock.
Well, Sally, you going to ride all the way with the boys, or is this too small a drive for you to bother with?
Oh, I've gotten over that sort of thing, Dad. I'm turning back when you do.
I'm not going much further. Just want to see him get started. Of course, it isn't anything like the size of the drives we usually make, but it'll be profitable just the same.
Dad?
Eh? What is it, Sally?
Suppose your herd really doesn't get there first. What then?
Eh, don't you worry, Sally. When Jake says he'll get a thing done, it usually gets done. Our cattle get there first, you can bet on that.
But what of the herd that gets there last? Won't that cattle buyer take them, too?
Nope. Just has cattle cars for 500. There won't be another string of empties for 2 or 3 weeks. I mean keeping the cattle on the open range near there for all that time with the men there to look after him. The expense would eat up any profit that could be made at any price.
Then if Bud Nelson...
He's a fool for trying to get his cattle through along that river trail with only a few cowhands to help him. Of course, I give him credit for having spunk enough to make a stab at it.
But, Dad, Bud knows cattle as well as anyone around here. And if he's careful, there's no reason why he shouldn't get through on the river trail.
Sally, even the best cowhands in the territory steer clear of that trail with a herd. You have plenty of cowpokes to ride herd on both flanks. Chances are you'll be all right. The quicksand point's mighty treacherous. The trail past it is narrow.
I see. Dad, where's Jake? Isn't he supposed to take charge of this drive?
Oh, Jake has some business in town to attend to. Said he'd catch up with the herd tonight.
Oh, let's go back now, Dad. I don't want to follow them any further. Anyway, I've something important I want to do.
All right, Sally. Come on around, boy.
Get up.
Meantime, the Lone Ranger and Tonto had left their camp and had ridden over to the river trail. And as soon as they saw the Nelson herd coming along the trail in the distance, they rode ahead of it, keeping out of sight, but at the same time looking for anything that might point to trouble.
What you expect may be happened, Kimasabi.
I don't know, Tonto. The logical place for anyone to start trouble would be at Quicksand Point. We should be reaching there pretty soon.
And then what we do?
Well, that wide stretch of sandy beach at the point is all quicksand, as you know. That sandy beach will be on the left of the herd. Anything should cause the cattle to swerve to the left along there, but many of them would be lost.
Not right.
We'll take a position on the edge of the quicksand beach, so that we'll be between it and the herd.
But if cattle turn to left, and we're not able to stop them, then them push us into quicksand, Kimasabi.
We'll take that chance, Toto. Come on, Silver,
hit him up, stop!
Meantime, after watching Jed Bruce's herd start, Jake the foreman rode into town and met his friends Zeke and Bill. Then the three of them headed for the river trail. Just before noon, they were approaching Quicksand Point.
Soon as we get close enough, we'll rein up and wait for Nelson's herd to show up.
How long do you reckon it'll take him to reach the point, Jake?
Oh, if they left Nelson's place at dawn like I reckon they did, that herd ought to come along by the point around noon.
We wouldn't like for anyone to see us, Jake. It'd mean plenty of trouble with the law, and Zeke and me's fighting shy of the law right now.
We keep undercover. Look, you can see the river ahead now, see?
Yeah, we're just about there.
Yeah, we're coming to the point, all right. You see, Bill, there's plenty of trees on this side of the trail. That's way enough here.
I don't see Nelson's herd anywhere in sight yet.
Now listen a minute. I think I hear him.
They're coming, all right. We didn't get here any too soon.
Is that the quicksand beach you told us about, Jake?
That's it. Every bit of that's quicksand. Well, I've known the time when they're... Look over there towards the river, on the edge of the quicksand.
It's a couple of horsemen.
Must be a couple of cowpokes that Bud Nelson sent ahead to watch there. Yet he's got only three cowhands. I wonder how...
Bill, take another look. Even at this distance, I can't mistake that stallion.
Say, you're right, Zeke. It's a masked man and the Indian. They must have trailed us here from Pecos County.
Friend of yours, Zeke?
No, sir. That masked hombre's known as a Lone Ranger. He's on the side of the law.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. As Jake and his two friends, Zeke and Bill, waited to carry out their plan at Quicksand Point, they noticed two horsemen at the edge of a sanded beach. Zeke recognized the Lone Ranger and Tonto, telling Jake that they were on the side of the law. For a moment, Jake was hesitant about going through with the plan and began to voice his fear.
By thunder. Then maybe the Lone Ranger got wind of what we're up
heard
to.
Around that bend. Be opposite the quicksand in a minute or two.
That's right, so they will. You think that masked hombre saw us ride up?
No. He wouldn't stay out in the open like that if he thought we were nearby. Of course, it's a little too far to reach him with a bullet.
He won't need any bullets for him, Zeke. He won't bother you much longer.
Why, what do you mean, Jake?
Well, get your guns out. When I give the word, start shooting over the heads of the cattle. They'll stampede toward the quicksand, and that masked hombre's right in their path.
Yeah. Him and the engine will be swept right into the quicksand.
Right. Now get ready. Now, shoot!
Ranger and Tonto waited tensely as the Nelson herd approached the narrow trail alongside the quicksand. Though expecting trouble, they were taken off guard by the shooting.
Tonto, somebody's stampeding the cattle this way. Toward the quicksand.
We get caught, Kemosabe.
Steady, Silver. Get over their heads, Tonto. Got to get them back on the trail.
If them not turn, we not have chance.
Keep shooting, Tonto. Swerving back onto the trail.
At foot. We almost in quicksand.
Otto, that must have been the plan Jake decided to use. To stampede the cattle into the quicksand. After the herd goes by, we'll go after Jake and the other two.
Look, Kemosabe.
What is it, Otto?
Up on trail ahead. Girl riding in path of running cattle.
I see her. Monsoon!
Get up, scout! Realize
cattle
stampeding. Her
current
ride down trail.
Yes. You might have a chance to outrun them.
Girl horse double, Kemosabe.
Hello. She's right in the path of the herd.
Her not have chance now.
Not too late yet.
Kemosabe, you not.
Hello, Silver.
Hello. alongside the friends he'd heard, the Lone Ranger realized the slim chance he had of getting to the terror-stricken girl who lay on the ground in the path of the cattle. He realized, too, that a slip of only 1 or 2 feet to the left would take Silver and himself into the deadly, grasping quicksand. It was now that the complete trust existing between the great white stallion Silver and his beloved masked rider was in open evidence. The mighty horse unhesitatingly obeyed every slight touch or word.
Go on, Silver! Faster, boy! Faster!
Responding to the Lone Ranger's ringing cry, Silver's pace increased until a touch of the rein brought him in front of a herd, where a stumble meant certain death beneath pounding cattle hoofs. Meantime, the helpless girl ahead cried out in extreme terror as she watched the pounding, bellowing horror bearing down upon her.
Get up! Stand up! Come on, boy!
Instinctively obeying the command of the Lone Ranger, the girl struggled to her feet and stood beside her fallen horse. With the wildly running cattle close at his heels, Silver raced toward the girl. Then, without slackening pace, he came alongside her. The Lone Ranger reached down with a mighty effort, swept the girl from the ground.
Hold me! Oh. Come on, Silver! Oh, Silver, hold my pole. Steady, easy. Good work, Silver. Here, I'll help you down, miss.
Thank you.
Be quiet. You had a very narrow escape.
Yes. It was terrible. If it hadn't been for
it's
you...
It's all over now.
Oh, boy. Easy, Bud. Sally, then it was you who was almost...
Yes, but it was. I was coming to make sure you got by the point all right. Then things began to happen. Well, you know the rest. The masked stranger saved my life, Bud.
I know. I saw it. Mister, I don't know who you are, but I'm your friend for life.
Thanks, Bud. I'll be leaving now. I have a job to finish. Let it be
quiet. Oh, fella. You all right, Kemosabe?
Yes, Tonto. Bud, I suppose you know that stampede was intentional.
Why, no. I heard shooting, and the cattle started toward the quicksand. It was then we saw you and your friend. You turned them back to the trail. And then when I saw Sally, I didn't recognize her then. I thought she was a goner.
Her horse is gone, but I'm sure she'll be safe enough with you. Well, we're going after the men who tried to send the cattle into the quicksand. Let's go, Tonto.
Come on, Silver.
After witnessing what had happened, Jake and his two friends hurriedly left the scene and rode at fast pace along the trail to town.
That masked man spoiled our plan, Zeke. Bud Nelson's cattle reached Dry Rock first, now that they're safely past the point.
Lucky he doesn't know who started that stampede.
Yeah, it sure is. That was Jed Bruce's daughter, Sally, who almost got trampled. Jed Bruce ever found out I planned that stampede?
Nobody shows her, I'm sure of that. Lone Ranger's liable to start looking around. If he and that Indian of his start to cut sign on us, our goose might be cooked.
Well, look, let's turn off here and ride through the canyon. We can rein up behind the boulders and make sure he isn't cutting sign on us.
Good idea, Jake.
Well, that's what we'll do then. Easy,
right, boy.
Easy,
boy.
Easy, boy.
Yeah, supposing we do see that the Lone Ranger's cutting sign on us, Jake, then what?
You won't know we're up there behind them boulders, will he?
Jake, that hombre has a way of guessing things that the other people never think of. Anyhow, when he sees our trail heading into that canyon, he's going to be on the lookout for an ambush.
All right, let him be looking, Zeke. If he's fool enough to follow us into that canyon, no matter how smart you think he is, we'll get the chance to gun him down. Him and that Indian friend of his.
Yeah, seems like Jake here is more scared of old man Bruce finding out it was him that started that stampede and almost killed Bruce's girl than he is the Lone Ranger.
Jake, you're a fool if you didn't learn a lesson from what you saw about that masked man. Of course, if we could be sure of filling him full of lead, then Bill and me wouldn't have to worry about him continuing to trail us.
Yeah. He's the most persistent hombre I ever did come up against, Jake. He don't ever give up, seems like. Yeah, it would be our hard luck to have him show up today.
Forget about him for the time being. I'm not running from any masked man. When he shows up in that canyon, he'll get what's coming to him. I promise you that. Get along, boy. Get along. Up here.
Meantime, the Lone Ranger and Tonto had picked up the trail of the three men and were following. A short time later, Tonto signaled a halt.
Wait, Kemosabe.
What is it, Tonto?
Then leave trail here. Right into canyon.
I see.
That means they thought we might follow them.
Maybe them waiting ambush, Kemosabe.
We'll have to take that chance. You say the signs show that there are three riders, Tonto?
Not right.
That would be Jake and the two men we trailed from Pecos County.
And them killers. It's not good if
they... We've faced worse gunmen than they are, Tonto. We're going to the canyon after them.
Monsieur, let them up, scout.
We'll take it easy along here, Tonto. You keep a sharp lookout to the left. I watch the boulders to the right.
We almost through canyon. Maybe them not know that...
That shot came behind that large rock up to the left, Tonto.
Not right.
We'll lead the horses over this way. That boulder will shelter us. Come,
come, come, come, hurry up. Them above us.
Yes. Being up the side of the hill gives them an advantage. Tonto, you continue to give answering shots to theirs. I'm going on foot up the side of the hill.
That might be dangerous, Kemosabe.
Don't worry, I'll make it. Adios.
In their position behind the large rock up on the side of the canyon, Jake and his two friends peered cautiously down at the place where they had last seen the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
The big rock they're hiding behind is the only one down there. We got them trapped.
Give them some more lead and see if they're still waiting.
They couldn't leave without us seeing them.
There, they're there, all right. I can see
you. Please, all of you.
Hey, look, up there behind us.
The masked man.
I'll gun him down.
I told you all to reach.
Better do as he says.
I'm reaching.
I'll take those guns.
All right.
All right, Tonto. And still you.
Oh, easy now.
There. Now the three of you are going into the sheriff's office with us. Well, you're going to do some explaining.
It was later that afternoon when Bud Nelson and Sally drew rein before the Bruce Ranch house.
Oh, steady. Thanks for bringing me home, Bud.
It's all right, Sally. I can catch up with the herd before dark.
Come on in. I want Dad to hear what happened.
Sally, what's happened to you? Your clothes are torn.
Oh, I'm all right, Dad. You know Bud Nelson.
Sure, I know Bud, but I thought he was on his way
to... His herd is past the point, Dad. But somebody tried to stampede Bud's cattle into the quicksand.
No. Bud, I hope you don't think I have...
Of course not, Mr. Bruce. Sally almost got trampled. She lost her horse.
Sally... You mean to
say... A masked man on a big white stallion saved my life, Dad. I don't know...
Somebody coming.
That's a dead Bruce.
Yes, Sam Bruce, yeah.
Why, Dad, that's the one. The man who saved me.
I came to tell you your foreman Jake started that stampede to keep Bud Nelson from getting his herd to Dry Rock before yours.
Way, that low-down scheming coyote. I'll fire him right away.
I'm glad to hear you say that. It means you knew nothing about it.
Of course I knew nothing about it.
He's being held at the sheriff's office. Well, Bud, I guess you'll have a chance now.
A chance, you say? Hey, listen, mister. I'm riding after my herd and turning them back, just to be sure Bud has his chance.
Oh, Dad, thanks.
Thanks, Mr. Bruce. That means that Sally and I will have money enough to...
I knew it. I knew it. Taking my business and then taking my daughter. You can thank the masked man for it, though.
Adios, Bud. Sally.
Say, now wait a minute. You saved my daughter's life, and I don't even know who you are.
I think I know, Mr. Bruce. I've heard of a masked man who rides a horse like that. He's known as the Lone Ranger.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, Big Toe. I am Silver.
Thank you. you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.